Blog Talk Radio.
This is Conglomerate Radio.
Can you get me some Crybaby?
I want to get me a Tropical Fantasy.
How about some Lemonheads?
And don't forget that Swedish Fish.
After all, you are going to
the Bodega.
Welcome, everybody, tonight. Yes, it's the one and only, the PAB. I hope everybody can hear me out there. Because today, it's just me solo. That's right. Just me solo, the story of my life. In case anybody's wondering, you are listening to the Bodega, usually the hangout spot for a lot of people. Usually got my boy DJ Sit up in the place. Somehow he's disappeared somewhere tonight. I have a feeling he had a long night and he's still recuperating. He's worshiping the porcelain throne. He could be on crack right now, since I always seem to be on crack most of this show if you listen to any of the past episodes. But either way, man, I'm going to try to chill with y'all tonight. I mean, we were thinking about postponing this. Me and Deuce up in the place, we're definitely thinking about postponing this. It's been a two-week break, but now we're back up in the place. And if you hear me stammer and stutter, it's because my brain's just thinking ahead, trying to figure out what to say next on this show, because like I said, man, this is the Bodega where usually people are just hanging out and chilling. But it only works when you got more than one person. So at this point, I probably am feeling like I'm in a loony bin. So just talking to myself. So it looks like tonight it's going to be me, anybody who's actually listening in, which I appreciate. If you are listening in and download this, I may not do a full show tonight just because I don't know if I can swing a whole hour by myself. But I'll try to give you what I got. I'll try to give you everything I got. Hell, if I got to grab one of my 30 children up in the house and make them a guest, I will do that. All right. But I'm just saying. All right. Also, if anybody wants to call in, if anybody actually wants to try to call in and just bullshit, throw out a topic or whatever, yo, the phone number tonight is 914-803-4124. That's area code 914-803-4124. That is a New York area code, Westchester, I believe. So basically you'll be dialing, like, think like you're calling Yonkers, all right? And anybody who's listening out of state, yeah, long distance charges apply. But yo, use your cell phone. You get free nights and a weekend. So it is what it is. But either way, what you're hearing in the background is the Cracker Bottle instrumental. Yes, me and Sid were already bumping this before iTunes blew it up. So that's what you're hearing in the background. Other than that, I've just been chilling. The last 2 weeks have been crazy. Those who listened to the last show, we had none other than Eric Adams. Oh, there goes the music. Thank you, Deuce. Last show, about 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, we had Eric Adams on, an independent wrestler who was credited in the wrestler but wasn't seen in it. Only the people I know, the jackasses I know. Go check out that show, man, if you guys haven't heard it yet. The kid, it was his birthday. He was definitely hammered, and he lost his goddamn mind on the radio. Fun show. Good times. And like I said, man, I'm just stammering, just trying to get through this. So, you know, if anybody wants to, like, give me the riot act or what have you, and thank you, Zeus. Thank you very much. We can tell this is gonna be a short show today, obviously. Yes, my producer's giving me shit. So, you know what? Like I said, this is a hell of a show to try to recuperate, you know, 2 weeks. Been a crazy 2 weeks, man. NYU students protesting, acting like a bunch of spoiled brats. What happened, man? What happened to when we were growing up, man? I don't remember us being that uptight. I just don't know, man. I know a lot of you guys out there listening are 90s babies. You know, I just don't remember us being that uptight, man, just protesting, like trying to make noise, man, just trying to be like, look at me, on that type of scale. Like, how mundane and ass backwards. You know, but that was popping off. We could go into the A-Rod talk. The whole thing with A-Rod on the steroids and admitting he's steroids and whether or not he was sincere about the apology and every stupid-ass backwards excuse he keeps giving, how he got it from his cousin and his sister's brother's roommate and whatever other excuse he wants to come through. But we got to save that topic. We definitely got to save that topic. We got to save that topic for Sid, who is a diehard Mets fan. Big up to all the Mets fans out there. Big up. Yes, I know all y'all shed a tear when that brick shit house finally, the last brick disappeared. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Thank you. You know, but we'll leave that because I definitely know we have some diehard Yankee fans out there. And Sid's a diehard Mets fan. Definitely could get something popping off. We're going to get into sports talk closer as baseball season inches closer. What else happened these last 2 weeks, man? Your boy, the PAB, looks like he's going to have a very interesting summer. Man, it looks like, let me see, about a week ago, I got a big up to my boy Guy, who is filming an independent movie right now. You can actually check out some of the pictures, like the progress of it and stuff. And he has a MySpace for it called, it's the back, you know, the whole MySpace.com / S-E McGinty. It's straight up one word, S-E-M-C-G-I-N-T-Y. So MySpace.com / S-E McGinty. It's quote unquote his lifetime movie. And yours truly is going to be seen in the background in a couple of scenes. No, I don't have any speaking parts. You know, the boy's trying to get in there. The boy is definitely trying to wiggle his way in there, you know. Basically, just went through on a Sunday night and just hung out in the background, got familiar with some of the other extras to the point where they stopped telling us action and they stopped telling us cut. They just let us, because me and the extras were just bullshitting in the background, to the point where they just filmed us so much bullshitting in the background that it looks like I'm going to be in a lot more scenes. So go figure. Also, because you know what? I got to do this for Sid, even though he's not here. You know, Sid always gets on me for cursing, and I've already cursed about 20 times. So for those that don't know, of course, this is an adult-oriented show. So it is what it is, but for those that don't know.
The following program may contain adult language and theme. Listener discretion is advised.
Yes, listener discretion is advised. That was me taking a swallow here. So while I try to clear my head, figure out the next move, figure out the next thing I'm going to share with y'all. You know what? Let's go a little old school with it today. All right, I'm gonna take it old school with you guys. Some old school hip hop, just for all of y'all. For those that truly appreciate it, something that everybody who I know grew up, you know, around this era. You know what? I'm just gonna play the goddamn song. You know what? If you're listening to the show, chances are, and you're close to my age, you're gonna know the song immediately. So you know what? Let's just bring it back to you one time while I try to capture my thoughts, and see if the phone lines even light up. If everybody abandoned me already. All right, here it is.
I say what I want to think, I don't get this, I'm funky. So this is one of the
charge. I freak it with a twist, so you're booming in your cars. I'm the one with the flow and the grip like G.I. Joe. I snap, I grab, and then I grab the dough. See, if I was an Indian, I'd still be the chief. The only other difference, I smoke weed in a leaf. To the hip, the hop, to the hip and the hip hop. Oh no, I don't wanna go pop. I got too much soul, rhythm and blues, R&B, yes, see, all that cool. But hip hop and rap, yeah, that's where my heart's at. Even back when I used to break on a box. Backspin for backspin, even while I'm rapping. Before I had a record, I always kept in clapping, freestyling on the block. Now I keep rock, I always entertain by digging in my crotch, my brain. So if it's gonna rain, let it rain. I spook you with the hit, make you jump like House of Pain. Boogaloo, boogaloo, shake and jump. And remember, remember, Chief Rock, I won't strut.
Come on, Chief Rock, I won't.
I'm chillin' with my knocker, and if you got beef, then you can live with Jimmy Hopper. Like,
what goes up must come down.
But not me, clown. I cut him. Crack the speaker when I'm pumping. So jump in and watch your ears start humming through the blocks. And don't forget to boom shock, shock a lot.
Well, damn, do it all. Can I rock? I hear a beat, I grab the mic. And then I start to sparkin'. The kids around the way used to think that I was bugging. But they don't understand how I feel about the funk. I walk with the funk. I talk with the funk. I eat with the funk. I sleep with the funk. I live off the funk, I die off the funk. So now what do they say when I'm walking up the block? Boom shakalaka, there goes the Chief Rock.
Come on, Chief Rocker, number one, Chief Rocker. Come on, Chief Rocker, number one, Chief Rocker. Come on, Chief Rocker, number one, Chief Rocker. Come on, Chief Rocker, come on, Chief Rocker, number one, Chief Rocker. 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 Come on, Chief Rocker, number one.
All right. We are back up in effect. Yes, that was Chief Rocker for all my old heads. I'm not even going to get into it. And just for a surprise for y'all, we have a special guest. DJ Sid is in the building, folks. DJ Sid is in the building. I think Sid doesn't have his mic on. Sid, are you there? Did we lose Sid? I think we lost Sid. Holy free holy people, I think we lost Sid. Yes, we did lose Sid. Give me a second, everybody, man. We're going to try to get Sid back up on the phone. Basically, this show, yeah, you can definitely tell we took 2 weeks off at this show. So for those that are hanging with us, thank you very much again. We're kind of winging it. We could have just postponed it another week, but here we are. Go figure. So right now we're just waiting to see if Sid's going to pop up or not. And like I said, your boy, just to continue on something until we get Sid back up in the place, your boy is the extra, man, is an extra right now. And I got to also give a shout-out to Billy Garcia, formerly of Survivor Cook Islands, for hooking me up. Looks like your boy's going to be possibly in some dollar bin features in the foreseeable future. So it looks like something's really going to be popping off. Thank you. Yes, and we are still having difficulty right now trying to get Sid up into place. We're having, of course, why would it work? We don't get paid for this. We get nothing for this. We get a handshake and a smile. You know, and we get a producer / intern that would rather be trying to score with chicks.
That is the truth.
There he is. He is. We got him.
You know, honestly, you got to tell Deuce. You got to stop. Yeah, he's got to be the bridge. And apparently, the kid's not doing his job.
Oh, my God. Hey, man, but he was backing me up today.
You know what? Congratulations. Good for him. You know, he deserves it. Trying to hold me down while I'm a little bit away. But you know what? Honestly, he could have handled it a lot better than it was.
Oh, good for you.
Dude, I hate you. Anyway, sorry for the delay, guys. I, I gotta apologize to you too, Pops.
Oh no, I'm good, man. I'm good. We almost postponed it another week because I just would have went to bed, man. Hell with it.
No, we
did have listeners. We did have listeners. I don't know if we have any more left after me, you know, just doggy paddling. But if anybody wants to call and contribute, 914-803-4124.
800-223-9797. I'm just saying. I gotta start. I gotta be back in game mode. You know, my mind. Thank you. Thanks, Flex. My mind ain't all there. You know, it wasn't all there to begin with.
Ooh, something's up. Uh-oh, we're having technical difficulties still. You're coming in real digitalized. Like you're
really?
Coming in, yes, you're coming
Max,
in very robotic.
Max Hedrich?
Yes, almost. It's coming out. Oh, by the way, big up Chris Breezy. All right there.
Wow. Wow. Are you really going there?
Oh, we can.
You want to hit that? You want to talk about that?
We could talk about a lot of things, man. We could talk about that. We could talk. I was going to go in something serious on the NYU idiots. I was going
to go. I'm not the stage to sit out.
Yeah,
right?
You know what, though, man? Hold on a second, man. You know what? Because the audio is really, really blah, blah, blah right now, man. I don't know if I sound like that, but definitely it could be the connection between us. So you know what, man? Let me try to find something here to hit off everybody with. Wow. Basically, like some hold. I don't want to hit the hold music. The holding music's only for when we have real special guests.
Damn it, dude. You got to take care of this beforehand. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, what are you going to do, man? We're winging it, man. They don't pay us. We don't get paid. We never get paid.
Maybe I'm not telling you something, but whatever. I'm joking. I'm totally joking. I don't want to get killed by you.
All right, man. You know what? Let's go into some Joel Ortiz, man. I don't think I played this before. I think I have it loaded. So for those hip-hop heads, Joel Ortiz, there's a joint that kind of hit maybe about 2 months ago called Morning. I'm just going to play this right now. We may cut right back into it abruptly. We're going to try to get the audio difficulties done with while we play this, all right? So hold on.
Get on that.
I'm out there in the AM, side full of crack rock. Flight is the only way your boy get jackpot. Tried UPS, but the work at my back shot. First check, I quit through that in the stash box. The one under the bed, right next to the black lock. Then I aim at your head, see this lady's a mascot. It's scream for my team, we don't joke, we clap shots. Leave holes the size of the sneakers that Shaq got. I'm a hustler, plus I'm a bad rap hot. Either one of the two, go see two of that snatch squad. Leave 102, flow sick when the track hot. Leaving it up to you, but right here should be that drop. Crazy, Daisy, never that pop. I glow in the dark like the screen of your laptop. When I walk in the spot, the most ballin' is cat watch. That's when I tell them, look at this cat watch. Let's do it to the on that block, snatch it, guap in the I gotta pay those bills with the skills of the crib. I gotta have my cut by the on that block, snatch it, guap in the I gotta pay those bills with the skills of the crib. Sunrise, I'm out there, dog. I need that. No honey, no high, but you know where I be at. Where the fiends come back with the positive feedback. Where the D's roll past, doing three while they leave back. And that Chevy Impala, but I see that. Cause of course, up north ain't nothing to sneeze at. And I know my rights, so before they can read that, I'm out in my pocket, try to find where my keys at. If it gets serious and they find out where them keys at, I'm getting low with my dough, where them Florida keys at. 44 in my hoe, fair shades in the beach at. If it's your popo, wondering where Ortiz at. Go crazy, baby, I ain't gonna be back. It's freezing up here, I'm with nice low breeze at. Bell being cranny with a Miami weed jack. But I stays on my cues and peace, like I'll be up in the on that block, snatch it, guap in the I gotta pay those bills with the skills of the crib. I gotta have my cut by the on that block, snatch it, guap in the get on up out your bed, yo. Oh, sleep, push, switch, wake up, L.E.S., wake up, East L.A., wake up, Spanish Hall, wake up, South Bronx, wake up, Lower Havana, wake up, Queen, wake up, Houston, wake up, Jersey City, wake up, everybody wake up. When it comes time to grind, you can find my behind 9 to 5 by the 9 on the strip.
true hustler. Customers, but it's ghost. I provide, I get high off the flip. When you getting that drop, man, it's butter's on lock. You guaranteed to leave with a hot pitch. Something I'm used to. We be around dudes who get crew, shoot them Rugers and spit. Mean it's nothing personal, it's just how we get down on our side of town. Yeah, I mean, we the realest, we the illest. No more, no less. Please don't have your fear in front. On that block, snatch your guap in a flip. I gotta pay those bills with the skills of the crib. I gotta have my gut by the on that block, snatch your guap in a flip. I gotta pay those bills with the skills of the crib. On that block, snatch your guap in a flip. I gotta pay those bills with the skills of the crib. Gotta have my gun by the on that block, that you guap in the I gotta pay those bills with the skills of the script.
Gotta have it,
shit. Cheat.
That's right.
God damn, DJ Mixers, that was an abrupt end.
You know who'll be blamed for this, right?
Yeah, Deuce.
Obviously.
Oh, it's all Deuce's fault. It's completely 100% Deuce. Deuce, you suck.
You son of a bitch.
You know what? I gave up. I don't know. All right, here's the thing. Can you actually? Is this actually better for you, Pops?
I can make out what you're saying. So
okay.
We're just gonna have to wing it at this point.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened in a nutshell. This weekend on the syndicated version of the show, I played a joint, and you know what? It's relevant. Of how I got it, and it's irrelevant of what song it is at this moment in time, which is probably going to get me a nice CD order from the one of people at a record label.
Cease and desist.
Yeah, for people who don't know what a CD order is, it's a cease and desist order. And it wouldn't be the first time that's happened to me ever, but this is the first time that's actually happened to me on a major show overseas. How about that? But what happened was, you know who the person is that encouraged me, that put me over the hump to play the joint was?
Who?
Our wonderful intern, a.k.a. producer, Mr. Deuce, a.k.a. Deuce Mahoney, a.k.a. Deuce Gossage. He has the brilliant idea of, dude, you got to play this, man. It's going to get all the girls when it comes out. So if I get sued, I'm going to pass along the buck to him.
Nice.
Because I know you can hear me. Because I'm irritated. I played it on, the syndicated version comes out on Saturdays, right? For people who don't know in the States here. It comes out on Saturdays at various times. And it depends on where what exact distributor that you're listening to us on. Whether it be Sky or Pyramid or Prism, whatever. Big shout out to those markets. But the fact is, the first early showing of the show basically is at 7 o'clock in the morning, over there.
All right, all right, all right. 7 o'clock. Damn.
All right. I was battling this on Friday night, mind you.
All right.
So I put it in the show. Whatever. Obviously, it wasn't a live show between me and you. And there's a lot of different versions of it. So take it for what it is. The generalized format is between me and Mr. PAB or PBR. Or... Anyway,
all right.
The fact is, Deuce convinced me to play the joint. I play it. It aired at 7 o'clock, I would say about noon their time, which is 7 a.m. here on Saturday. I got the text message like, I'm going to get in trouble for it. So... what it comes down to is I'm screwed, down the paddle, and I'd like to thank our lovely intern for it. And it's not like I can't pass the buck off to him because he makes no money doing this.
Just ducky.
Yeah. So, anyway, and you know what? I'm going to get a ton of emails trying to figure out what joint it is. So, I know I wasn't supposed to play when I first heard it, and I did it anyway.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's that bad. It's that bad.
What are you doing?
Wow. All right, I'm not going to give it a hint of what record label it is, but it has three well-known hip-hop artists that are coming out with three big albums that people are waiting to hear. How about that?
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That could be a pretty good assumption.
Yeah, just, you know, I'm just saying. So for everybody who loves our show, we just want to point out
the
again.
The following program may contain adult language and theme. Listener discretion is advised.
Wow.
All right, just saying.
All right. Anyway, we got a lot to cover.
Oh, man, it looks like today is not going to be the show to cover it either.
You're right.
That symbolizes it.
I mean, we could talk about, obviously, Chris Brown and Rihanna thing.
Oh, the fact that, for everybody that don't know, the case is on the brink of being thrown out.
Right, because it's not his wife or living girlfriend or something like that. It's like on a technicality.
Also, the fact that the photo was never supposed to be released.
That's another one, yeah. I'm don't like beating women. But, I mean, I understand why people are crap on Chris Brown. I can understand why, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got to give the benefit of the doubt to the kid for the first. First things first. Gotta give the benefit of that.
Yeah, even the baby.
Story. We're just hearing scorn, woman, yada, yada, yada. That's fine. That's great. But I think, honestly, I think we gotta have. There's gotta be something in there that triggered this. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. But I'm just saying. My girl said something when this news broke. My girl said something. I can actually get her to say it or get a recording of her saying it.
Right.
The way she put it when the story broke out was, and for the record, this is when you know someone's a keeper. When she goes, she's like, I'm not, you know, like she first prefaced her statement with, you know, like, women shouldn't be getting beat. Then it came out, but. And she said something to the effect of, she knows sometimes a bitch can get up a nigga's ass, and sometimes a bitch needs to be hit. Because she knows she can get up a nigga's ass sometimes, too.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Wow.
So when she said that, I was just like, oh, baby.
Yeah. You marry that woman. That's something else. I mean, listen, I agree. I totally agree with your wife. I totally do. It's the truth. And women know that. And women know it. That's the thing. I'm not condoning. I'm really not. Because I remember the last time I said something about that.
Well, Chris Rock, I think, said it best, you know. Like, it was the O.J. joke. It was, you know, it was the O.J. joke. I'm not saying he should have killed him.
But I understand.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, like.
Yeah, no. I totally agree with it. I totally agree with that. There is, I mean. Jay-Z sending his bodyguard, I think that's a little bit too extreme, you know?
Oh, yeah, the second it leaked that he was heated, you know, you can't, at that point, you can't make a move.
Yeah, and screw you, MTV, for putting a 30-minute special on it. Listen, it's domestic violence, my friend. It's not, you sandwiched it in between a crappy episode of, say, The Hills or, you know, Pound Your News with the special needs kids on MTV. I mean, that's terrible.
Hey,
so, I'm just waiting for John Norris and his sickly butt to host a special, but that didn't happen, so.
Goddamn MTV.
Yeah, listen, MTV's fun. I mean, there's a couple things I actually like on MTV. Nitro Circus is pretty good. And anything with Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah, well, it's the humor stuff. What we're saying is the humor stuff. When they attempt to try to be relevant again.
Right. It goes right down the tubes. So.
They're not relevant music-wise. So not anymore. So what the hell?
All right, here's the thing. Here's another thing we could touch on, too, while we're at it. All right, so we talk about how MTV goes away from music videos, right?
Yes,
and
sir.
And how they have True Life and whatever crappy speech. teenagers, whatever your daughters are into, show them watching. But the fact is that, let's go back 20 years ago, when I didn't have any MTV, and obviously you didn't.
No, I did not.
Right, and we caught VMB. So, but there is no show like that will revolutionize stuff. What are you going to watch? Fuse? Fuse is pretty much playing the same thing that MTV is.
Well, I think at this point it's hard to revolutionize anything, to be revolutionary, because at this point, at least on a media level, everything's already so fat, so far forward, it's forget about it. You can't really...
alternative. You know what I mean?
And the fact that this whole generation now has become a almost like a fast food kind of generation where, you can go to the net. If it's not supplied to you on TV, you can probably find something to hold you over on the net. Case in point, like me and you, man. Like me and you, our hip-hop tastes obviously are not being catered to through the radio and through television. So what we do, we go to the net and we find the stuff that does talk to us. Yeah, I mean, the net for the most part has become the underground.
Which kind of makes you wonder, why isn't the underground selling as much more as mainstream?
That's because everybody's jacking it, unfortunately.
No, I'm saying, why aren't people getting blown up? Guys like Murs or Joel or, people doing it on their own, essentially. So if they have some cult following in the underground, put it like this. I mean, the audience of the net's a lot bigger than TV, in retrospect, right? So why would you think that they can't blow up as opposed to a mainstream artist like Little Butt, whatever his name is, Little Whack, whatever. whoever. This Island Fire Creamy for Nothing, believe me, I didn't talk about that on the cable show.
Yeah.
Look what else was in that category, and you tell me if you really deserve that award.
Hey, man. Oh, yeah. That was a big thing in debate. It was that I saw being debated on. But it's a whole new ballgame, man. It's funny you even brought it up, because, my head the last couple of days was I've been in 90s mode again. But not, so much hip-hop, just reflecting on the differences. I would say probably the NYU thing sparked it. It's ironic that, obviously we're debating about it in music again, which we've done before, right? And for the record, just so everybody knows, we're talking about a hip-hop, but, to be fair, also, I said this before, it's also in rock. Rock is still the same thing, you know what I mean? Just our knowledge happens to be heavier in hip-hop, so you're going to hear about the hip-hop side of it here, but it's happening in rock too. So I just want to acknowledge that. But like I was saying, thinking to the NYU sit-in, which was ridiculous.
That's terrible.
How the fact they started with a little over 60 people and then they were losing people over the days just goes to show something. But, thinking about, how they were versus us, and then, I can't even front. I started watching, don't ask me why either, started watching Kids, which I haven't seen in a while. Right. And, I'm watching Kids and I go and I check the net just to I've become that dude that when during downtime, I will go and try to find out more information about movies because now it's so accessible. You know what I mean? I'm that dude that likes the extras, on the DVD. But if I can't find the extras on the DVD, I'll search the net to read stories, little notes, IMDb, And I'm reading it, I'm checking out stuff, and one of the things that sparked the thought in my head was somebody had, at a message board somewhere, somebody had put up talking about, kids in the 90s really liked that. Like that was just over the top. That was excessive. That's not the way it was. And I'm like, they don't really know what they're talking about.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I think you make that movie the way it is. You take it for what it is. And honestly, if you get your factual information from a movie itself, I think that should be the first clue that you really need to get a sense of reality.
You need to go out more. You need to experience life. You need to go out and really be out there.
I'll give you a perfect example, because it was mentioned at that award show, which I have a gripe with, and I'll get that.
Which award show are we talking about?
That one where they hand out a trophy that looks like the Planters guy. The Academy Awards. That's what it comes down to.
Ah, yes.
I'll get into my gripe with that necessary. Okay.
All right. Go for it, man.
All right. So, if you have no sense of reality, I mean, you need to get out more if you believe everything. I mean, we'll talk about Frost Nixon. How about that? That was nominated for, like, Best Picture, right?
Yeah.
Frost Nixon, they paint Nixon to be such a bad guy, stuff like that, and whatever. And for what it is, it's a documentary because it's, you know, David Frost, a very well-known English journalist, interviewing Richard Nixon for Watergate. But if people really think Nixon was such a bad guy, let's take it for what it is. He was wrong in what happened. But on the other hand, people, I think that good never gets shown in a positive light in that movie. So if you watch that movie, you think, wow, Richard Nixon was such a bad guy. But on the other hand, if you actually read up on history, yes, granted, for what he did as well. But if you look at back his presidency, it wasn't bad at all. So take it for what it is.
That was a DJ Sid moment.
Did you get my gripe on the Academy Awards?
Yeah!
Thanks, Deuce. I don't just put it like...
Wait, hold on. That was Deuce. I got to set you off right.
Tell them niggas why you mad, sir. Tell them niggas why you mad, sir. Tell them why you mad, sir. Tell them why you mad, sir.
You tell me that you don't tear out your hair watching this show or clips of it. Every year, they have two actors getting up there and they fumble lines in a teleprompter.
Yeah.
You guys are actors. You get paid to memorize the lines of a script. There's a T. Script.
A script. And they get paid millions.
And you can't read off a teleprompter? I'm just saying.
Millions.
Noise the hell out of me. Really, just to hear the best of the? Yes, the. Yes, the word is fun.
Oh, yeah. No, that's terrible.
Oh, man.
True. But sorry. I let me step off my soapbox here.
Nah, man, it's all good. I wouldn't even watch it.
I didn't actually, this was like the first year that I even want to look at it.
I checked out some of the beginning of it just because I actually do like Hugh Jackman. So
you want to see the song and dance number that Hugh Jackman was going to do? Or?
I knew he was going to do a song and dance number, but I just wanted to see how they was going to play it up. I saw a little bit of it. I was like, I didn't watch the whole thing. I saw a little bit of it. I was like, he's doing all right. But then again, he does, you know, he's done Broadway. So it's like, all right, that was expected of him. You know, I was like, I just look at it like this. I treated it like first impression. It just a little bit I saw, and like he came off strong. I was like, he'll be all right. You know what I mean? Like he'll be able to carry it. Like he's in his zone. So it's like, you know what? Good for him, man. I can't hate a guy who does not have to come back and do the Wolverine part, but wants to because he credits it. He gives it a ton of respect as his breakout role. You know what I mean? Like, he wants this Wolverine flick to blow up so he can come back and do the second one and actually went online and told the fans if this Wolverine flick does numbers, and it will, that, you know, he's looking forward to doing a second one because it's going to focus on, get ready, there's all my geeks, that it's going to focus on the Patch Japan storylines. You know, he said that specifically. It's just
right. Right.
You know what, man? I gotta give dude. It's like he doesn't have to do the role no more. You know,
he gets your 10 bucks right off the bat.
It's just like, you know what? It's like he knows the role broke him out at least worldwide, and regardless of the fact that there's a chance that the movies are gonna get worse and worse, he keeps on trucking. So it's like, you know what, man? I can't hate. Yo, because Mel used to be our boy, man. But Mel, ever since the anti-Semitic comment, the anti-Jew comment.
Well, look at somebody like Sean Penn too. As great an actor he is, it's Spicoli.
he doesn't want to admit it anymore. You know that, right?
Right.
He's like, he's so far removed from Spicoli, man. He don't want to. He doesn't even like talking about that shit, man. Like he almost acts like it's not him.
Like, dude, who's Spicoli, man?
He takes himself way too seriously. That's why I was like, you know what? I just didn't want to see Hugh go down in flames. I just wanted to check out the intro. I could have cared less about the rest of the award show. Because honestly, I didn't even expect them to give Heath the award. You know what I mean? And they gave it. They gave it to him. So I was like, all right, that's cool. You know, Mickey Rourke wasn't expected to win. He didn't win. That's all I cared about. I was like, all right, whatever. And I didn't even watch it. I was like, I could see the highlights in the morning, and that's what I did.
Or you can talk to Eric Adams. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Big shout out. second time that you get the shout out. You got a shout out to the show last week, too. But,
I talked about the beginning of the show if you didn't listen to it, or for those that did listen to it and hung on, thank you. I did admit that this show was beginning on a hell of a wrong foot, considering we closed out with Eric losing his mind. So it's just like,
well, people who listen to us live never caught that end of that version, that 25 extra minutes of him rambling on. So if you downloaded it, you know.
Oh, and he will be coming back on. He will be coming back on in March. We haven't got a set date, but I did speak to him, and he's game to come back on in March once he gets resettled in to his new digs.
Yeah, we might have the conglomerate roundtable coming soon, too. I don't know when. I'm trying to aim for near the end. I want to say April.
So we're lining up people. Like we said, the show ain't going to be – I don't think the show's going to be that regular anymore, because I don't want it to feel like a job, you know, and us, like, grasping at straws and shit. But
I have commitments to make. I don't know about you, but I got commitments.
But other than that, you know, when we come through, we're going to try to come through strong. Even as crazy as this show was, you got to appreciate the fact that we've been trying to navigate this ship the whole entire show.
Well, no, I mean, obviously, season 3 is coming up. I mean, I think we end off at episode 26, so that would be the end of our second season. I think that's, I want to say two more shows away. I'm going to take a stab at that.
Yo, starting, and you know what, I'm going to pull a Marvel move, man. Starting with the next show, the number of, on the show, like, officially on the Blog Talk Radio site, it's number 20. This show is number 20. Even though it's not the 20th show per se, but it's number 20 in the regular series. Let's leave it at that. All right. Starting, I think, the next show, I'm going to go through all of them. I'm going to count them in order, and the number's probably going to jump, and we're going to get the numbers back. We're going to get the numbers where it should be. Marvel right now, after rebooting all their goddamn books as of this month, restarted the count where they would have originally been. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like Thor, like, I'll give you a perfect example. Even the old timers know this. Thor, they rebooted Thor twice now, all right, in the last 10 years, right? So basically, whole new number system when they rebooted them, like starting with brand new issue number one. Well, as of this month, Thor was supposed to have his 600 issue if they never did the two reboots. So what did Marvel do? The issue that came out this month is issue number 600. They brought the issue count right back to where it's supposed to be. So starting the next show, this will probably be like number 27 or 28. That's what it'll say.
I want to say
we're
going to
correct
25.
The count. We're
going to like,
yeah, I'm basically going to correct the count and add in all the surprise shows, the midnight shows.
Well, they don't know about like the lost episode that'll never see the light of day. What else? Oh, the original test show that we did when we first got the thing overseas. The first test show I did.
That's right. Oh, don't even get me started, man. I don't have that show no more. That's right. That was another thing that happened this week. To my stupid ass. Yo, last week, I was telling everybody, like, last week, you know, I'm going through a lot of things, but out of the positives, I wound up actually doing filming for my boy who's doing an independent flick, that the film I promoted like 2 weeks ago, right?
Right.
He needed an extra. I came through, and it looks like if I continue to do it, I'm gonna have a lot of extra scenes, right? Because apparently me and this one dude, me and this like 50-year-old Italian guy, man, out of Brooklyn too, another transplant. Me and him just started talking, right, and just to kill time, right? So like we're sitting where we're supposed to be sitting, and we started bullshitting. We got so caught up in bullshitting that for a 3 to 4 hour shoot, they stopped telling us cut and action. You know what I mean? The only time they interrupted us was when they needed us to do a change of wardrobe so it looked like a different day.
Right.
You know, like they would tell us, okay, switch seats and change your shirts. You know, so like we do that, and then we just keep having our conversation.
You know, like we would be completely oblivious to them filming. So it became so natural that they wound up like we're in the background of like almost every scene in this restaurant. So what my boy said, big up my boy who's the producer, writer, and I think one of the cinematographers, because obviously it's an independent feature, so he's like, you know, wearing like 50 hats, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yo, he was he called us Wardorf and were the two dudes from the Muppet Show. The two dudes in the balcony?
Yeah,
that's what we were. Puerto Rican and an Italian in the corner.
Was he from Bedford Silver?
No, he's from Crown Heights.
Don't you think that would be flip flops, but you know.
Yeah, go figure. But
right.
So I was starting to say I can't go into details because I had to sign some paperwork, so I can't really talk about go into details. But let's just say if things shape up, and I strictly only agreed to do all this shit straight up out of money necessities. If it's gonna make me some extra cash, I'll do it. Everything should have been naked in porn.
I was gonna say, good for you in porn. Good for you. Good for you that twice co-signed it on it, man.
But it looks like your boy could potentially by next year be in some Walmart dollar bins. So good looking out, man. That's all I'll say.
And we are, you know, we should be using that by now.
Man. Yeah, right now I think dudes fell out. That's how come we haven't had any clips. But fuck it, we're just vibing. Today there was nothing really planned for today, man.
This young bastard, man. Listen, he's more upset on getting bullied than he is actually of producing a show. So he's still a little bit agitated about the whole thinking of the lawsuit I'm going to receive is.
Man, and this show's a wreck. It don't even matter. There's audio problems with Sid's mic. The music was messed up. The phone lines were messed up. So if anybody did call, I'm sorry I didn't get to you, man.
That's all right, man. I don't think they care. Listen, I know a strong following right now that I think one of our worst shows, I think we've had about 50 to 65 letters about why is it on a consistent basis, something like that. Our worst shows, how about that?
Yeah, I don't think this show's been boring, that's for damn sure.
We talked about Warren Beater. Let's see.
Chris Breezy!
Yeah.
That's my new thing, man. Anytime someone gets smacked around, it's like, yo, Chris Breezy, yo, I'm going to go check out UFC. Chris Breezy!
You know what? it was right up there with back in the days, we were vibing, where we saw somebody really, you know, of darker pigmentation than myself. And we'd be yelling out, Shabba.
Shabba! No, yeah, that's just foul. It's just foul. Yo, the one thing, I know we're probably going to talk about it. One thing, we don't have the time to talk about this. I hinted at it before we got your ass on the phone. The A-Rod thing.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Needle. What about?
Oh, man, I don't know if we should really wait till the next show to really go.
We can wait till the next
even,
show.
Because even I have to say, he's looking.
He's looking like a dummy. No, like an idiot. Young and stupid, right?
Oh, my God, man. It's,
yeah, right. I think there should be a separate wing in the Hall of Fame with a big needle in front of it. And it's just... You know what? I'm, you know what? This is just crapping on me because I'm a Mets fan. All right. Do I get control? Let me ask you this right now. Do I get control of the board when your team loses or craps the bed?
I don't. Who knows? He's probably gonna say no.
Yeah.
He's gonna fight for the little piece of pie he got.
Yeah, right. So,
people don't know, man. I think, yo, I know this. I know with the taps. I just took it like, yo, A-Rod's. He's suspect. He's gonna be suspect for the whole season now.
Well, he doesn't paint himself as a great guy in the media anyway. So I don't really care. I mean, listen, I want to know. Well, I'm got a cousin that can supply me some crap. That would get me jacked. That would hit 167 in the clutch in a playoff game. Apparently, it wasn't good enough.
Oh, yo, you know what? We can go in on two things. You know what? We're going to try, even though we're still having audio problems and stuff.
Okay.
You know what? Because I saw these last minute. Like we said, nothing was planned. I literally got stuff together at the last minute because I was really, up until 1 minute to show, 1 minute to post, I really was starting to feel like, yo, man, I'm either going to kill this show and leave everybody hanging, or I'm going to try to fly in solo.
What?
Yeah, and so I decided to get prepared just in case. So I got a little prepared. I got a little last minute prepared. You'll see where I'm going with this in a sec, Sid.
Okay.
And I just came across some stuff that I was just like, you know what? This is too good to pass up. So you know what? Get ready, everybody. It's the BNN News Report.
Oh, wow.
All right. Here we go. Going in. Get ready. For the stupidest report for dummy of the week, all right? This happened out in Florida, all right? In Florida, a 23-year-old man used a Bowie knife, all right, to rob a gas station, all right? The man pulled out the blade, demanded money. When he left, a customer followed him and called 911. Now, once the cops got there and they were looking for signs of the robbery, like to figure out where he went, okay, a newspaper carrier came by the cops and told them that a car had broken down the street or whatever, all right, and the car matched the description of the dude that did the robbery.
Nice.
So, you'll love this. So he robbed a gas station and attempted to drive away, and the car ran out of gas less than, I think, 10 blocks away. Just retarded, man. Just retarded. I saw that, and I was just like, that, and I got one more for everybody.
Uh-oh.
I got one more because we don't got that much time, but I got one more for everybody.
Keep it, dude.
Oh, get ready. This is for all our Facebook people out there. This is for everybody on Facebook. All right.
Uh-huh.
Pick up Allie, because I know you're stupid ass to do something like this.
Okay, I'll tell you the story, and I'll get my pizza.
Again, Florida. What is it with Florida? God damn it. North Florida, y'all some crazy motherfuckers. 19-year-old man snatched a Starbucks. A 19-year-old dude was in Starbucks. All right. He asked a customer who had a laptop if he can use his laptop to check his own Facebook, okay? The guy said no. So the guy that owned the laptop said no. So the 19-year-old grabbed the laptop and ran out of the coffee shop. In the parking lot, two people tackled him and held him there until a security guard came through and arrived. The man got the laptop back, and the 19-year-old was charged with robbery by sudden snatching, which I didn't know was a real felony.
Right. I mean, you know that was actually a typical crime, but because apparently somebody had to do it before you could actually classify it as a crime.
Yeah. The first man that had to do it, man. They had to figure out the term for it.
I wonder where Ali came into this.
But leave it to these Florida peoples, man. Jesus, rob a dude and then try to get away without rob a gas station, then leave and run out of gas. And then because you can't check your Facebook, you got to steal somebody's laptop.
Well,
that's it, man. I'm going old school. I'm buying a Sky Pager. Don't nobody bother me, man.
Wow. Did you just say Sky Pager?
I said a Sky Pager.
Wow. Wow. Does your wife get to text you 1-4-3 too?
What happened?
Does your wife get to hit you up with the 1-4-3?
Yeah, she does get to hit me up with the 1-4-3.
So it makes you just want to go run to a pick phone.
Oh, Sky Pages. Oh, man, dude, don't even. As I say, man, I got to go old school with it. Hey, man, what ever happened to. What was it?
I was saying, Motorola 2-way pages? I have one.
You remember the 2-page alerts?
Yeah.
Yo, what happened? That was like the biggest thing for like a year and a half, and then that was like the quickest blow up and die down in history.
I think the Starpack Motorola was.
Okay.
Remember that was supposedly the thinnest phone ever at the time. And...
But I just couldn't help but think about it, man, because I was listening to an old Green Lantern mix.
Right.
And Green Lantern at the time, I would say around, 2001, 2002, every now and then he'd play a joint, and the beat...
Oh, with the beat in the background. I remember
he'd make a two-way alert beat and of a song, and then put the acapella over the two-way beat. And I'm listening to it, and I'm like, that had to be the quickest explosion and die down ever.
Yeah, right. No, I remember that. I think I have a mixtape somewhere, actually. Because I remember I was coming back home from a weekend. I was coming back upstate, and I think I remember hearing that and just getting the mixtape the next week, like, yo, this is hot. And then it just blew up, and then it just died. Like, die.
Hit the two-way alert. It goes, doop, 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 doop. Oh,
yeah.
My God, would you believe we're still on the air. Got to acknowledge that. So I don't want everybody thinking, like, what the hell are they talking about?
All right.
There will be no further clips. We will not have any outro music. If anybody tries calling in, we cannot. If anybody tries to call in at this late in the game, which I doubt, I can't see it. Deuce can't see it. Apparently, Deuce did something. We do not have the board up at all. We're on the air.
It's typical he could send you those messages and he said nothing to me.
Dude, there's nothing. The board apparently has completely went down. We're talking about
Excellent. It
ain't even like it's frozen. It's not there. We're on the air, but it's not there.
That's phenomenal.
There's nothing to click. It's not there. It's just gone. It's just like he just showed me the screen. It's completely white. It's gone.
Deuce, you idiot. No.
I don't really know what he did, but I told him to get off them sites. I told him.
Yeah.
I told him to get off of Brazzers. I told him to get off of Mr. Marcus's wonderful show. I just told him, stop.
I'm not even going there. I'm not going there. Please, for that industry, I'm not even going there. Not even going in on that at all.
Oh, thank God this show's almost over. It's literally falling apart at the seams.
No, you know, honestly, I'm sure I think we've done very well for ourselves today.
Ooh, here goes one for all my peoples, for all my pervs. I do have one news story. Obviously, we can't do the clip because we can't even see the board. Ooh, at the countdown.
Stanley, dude, get it.
Rio de Janeiro, which is Carnival right now, right?
Yeah.
I'll sneak this in before we get into plugs. Apparently, a samba dancer this past week has officially wore the smallest scrap of clothing ever in the Carnival parade. All right? This chick, all right, sported a silver headdress, a necklace, matching armbands, right? And check this out, nothing else but a patch of cloth 3 centimeters long.
Three. Nice.
Three. That's an inch and a half for those that don't know that. An inch and a half of clothing. That was it. It breaks a record. Okay.
That's fun.
So big up all you Brazilians. Y'all
got
some issues. You guys in the Japanese with your rape play games, y'all got some issues. Anyway, we can get into that next time too. So let's get into the plugs real quick. Conglomerate.podomatic.com for DJ Sid. Also, myspace.com/DAConglomerate.
Damn right.
Myself is /SkillsRoll. Spell it either way, and you'll get a hold of me. Also, we're about to go off the air. We have no music for all y'all. So thank you for listening to our horse shit, or if you downloaded it, we'll try to be better next week.